Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we streamline complex material and deliver the essential insights tailored just for you. For generations, the story of the successful hunter has been steeped in romance, instinct, grit, reading the signs of the forest, pure drive. But our sources today suggest that while those things haven't gone away, they've been joined, maybe even overshadowed by something new. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing a fundamental shift. Success, especially if you're targeting specific mature animals, it's less about just gut feeling now. It's much more about superior data management, really. The sources we looked at, particularly analysis from field experts, they all agree. The new currency in the deer woods, it's specific, localized information. Getting that detailed, year-round knowledge about the herd on your hunting ground, well, that can literally make or break a great hunting season.
And right at the center of this information revolution is the, well, the humble trail camera. We're specifically diving into analysis from the American Hunting Lease Association, the AHLA. Yeah. They argue the trail cam isn't just a seasonal scouting tool anymore. No, it needs to be used year-round for intelligence gathering. So our mission today, figure out why this year-round data is so vital, what blind spots hunters might have, and maybe most importantly, where are the best spots to set these things up in the summer?
Yeah.
You know, when the usual signs, rubs, scrapes, they just aren't there.
It's a total strategic pivot, isn't it? Moving from, like, reactive scouting based on fleeting signs in the fall to proactive surveillance using year-round resource patterns. The AHLA sources, they give us a pretty tactical playbook for doing exactly that.
I think one of the first things the sources highlight is just how big a gap most hunters are creating for themselves right now. The AHLA notes that a vast number of hunters only set up their trail cameras in season. We've all done it, right? Grab the gear in September, put it out for 3 months, then pack it away come January. You're leaving your hunting grounds dark for, what, 8 months? That's critical time.
Exactly. That blind spot is precisely what the really serious, dedicated hunters are trying to get rid of. The sources actually call putting trail cameras up year-round a real game changer. For those hunters, you know, the ones laser focused on finding the biggest bucks, this off-season data is described as extremely invaluable. It really elevates the whole thing from just chance and luck to a more sophisticated surveillance operation almost.
And the great thing about this year-round approach is how it tackles some of those really frustrating waiting games. We all know that story. Finding that huge shed antler in March, massive base, incredible points, and then you spend 6 months just dreaming, hoping you'll see that monster buck again in the fall.
Right. That 6 months of just pure hope and guesswork, year-round monitoring completely eliminates that. The AHLA experts point out four specific advantages you get from off-season monitoring. They deliver that invaluable knowledge and turn hope into, well, data.
Okay, first one. And this sounds pretty enjoyable. You actually get to watch your local deer grow and develop all summer long. See the rack develop, body weight, their health week by week.
Mm-hmm. And second, you turn that dream buck into actual data. You confirm if the specific buck you're targeting, maybe the one from the shed or one you glimpsed last November, is still around. That uncertainty, gone. You know exactly who survived the winter and made it into that velvet growth stage.
And knowing they survived, that has huge tactical implications, doesn't it? You're not just hoping he's there anymore. You know for sure he's there. Or maybe just as importantly, you know he's not, so you can refocus your efforts right away.
Absolutely. Third, this year-round monitoring gives you a really complete picture of the herd dynamics. You get clarity on what bucks are left, who's still growing, and what deer have fallen ill or were killed. That's crucial intelligence for managing the land long-term and setting realistic expectations for the fall.
And they mention a fourth benefit too, kind of an added bonus, keeping a close eye on fawn production. That tells you a lot about the health of the does, the overall vitality of the local ecosystem. It's knowledge that shapes your strategy months before the season even opens.
It really is the difference between walking into a pitch black room versus walking into one where you know exactly where all the furniture is.
Okay, so here's where it gets really interesting, I think. We've established why you need year-round coverage. But setting up cameras in, say, July is totally different from October. Like the source says, you won't find many, if any, rubs or scrapes, the go-to spots for fall camera setups. So the strategy has to change completely.
That's exactly right. You pivot, you move away from looking for signs of aggression and territory marking like rubs and scrapes, and you start looking for signs of absolute necessity. We're talking food, water, essential resources. The sources lay out three pretty solid location strategies for the summer.
All right, let's start with the one that seems most resource-driven. Food plots. If a hunter has summer food plots going, that's obviously a major draw.
A summer food plot is, yeah, seemingly the obvious choice. But the source really emphasizes that the tactical setup is crucial. It's not just about pointing a camera at the plot. It's about visibility and angle. Because summer plants usually have a shorter stature, you need to use that to your advantage. The prime setup they recommend is pretty specific. Put the camera up in a tall tree, pointed down at either entrance to the plot.
Okay, that vertical element, high up, pointing down.
Yeah.
Why go to that trouble? Is it really necessary if the plants are short anyway?
Oh, absolutely necessary. And it does two really important things, according to the analysis. First, getting the camera high and angled down maximizes your field of view over the whole area, even if there's some taller stuff around the edges. Second, and maybe even more critical, it drastically cuts down the chances of deer spotting the camera. A camera way up in a tree, pointing down, is much less intrusive. It's less likely to spook a mature buck compared to one strapped to a tree trunk at eye level. You get better, more natural data.
Hmm, that makes sense. Good tactical reasoning there. Okay, so we got food plots covered.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you're hunting public land, or you just don't have the space or time for a formal plot? The source material then pivots to something engineered to concentrate deer. Mineral licks.
Mineral licks, yeah. If they're legal in your state, that's key. They can be fantastic in the summer. They act like a strong magnet, pulling deer in and keeping them in one spot for a while as they get needed nutrients. Perfect for getting those clear photos for ID and tracking antler growth.
Sounds like a slam dunk. But yeah, the source is really clear about checking the rules first. Puts a huge emphasis on that legal check.
It absolutely does. Before anyone even thinks about using this, the source stresses a critical requirement. You must check your state's guidelines on the use of them. Game laws about supplemental feeding, baiting, minerals, they vary wildly, sometimes even county by county. So checking that legality is step one, non-negotiable.
Right. Assuming you get the green light, though, mineral licks sound incredibly useful, especially if a hunter is, like the source says, low on cameras and can only cover so many spots. It creates its own hotspot.
Exactly. And finally, the third location strategy focuses on just absolute necessity, water features. This is the ultimate summer gathering spot. It shouldn't be a huge surprise that a local watering hole, maybe a creek crossing or a pond edge, is an easy place to see deer, especially when water gets scarce.
And that gets even easier, I imagine, during a summer drought, or if clean water access is generally few and far between on the property you hunt. The deer have to go there. Guaranteed surveillance points.
Precisely. And just like the advice for mineral licks, the AHLA analysis suggests using watering holes as a prime setup if you do not have an abundance of cameras at your disposal. They are guaranteed congregation points when the weather dictates it. So those three locations, strategically placed cameras on food plots, legal mineral licks, and water sources driven by scarcity, they're the keys to bridging that huge off-season information gap.
So if we pull all this together, the sources are basically saying modern hunting requires a strategic shift, right? Hunters need to move from reactive in-season scouting based on fleeting signs like scrapes, which only tell you where a buck was, to proactive year-round data gathering focused on essential resources like food and water. It's about bridging that gap between instinct and smart information management.
And this isn't just a friendly suggestion. It's framed as a forecast for the future. The author of the analysis, Connor Hermesh, makes a bold prediction. He states that using trail cameras in the summer will be the norm of hunters everywhere in the next few years.
Wow. That prediction really brings us back to the bigger picture, doesn't it, if we connect this to the broader context. What we're seeing is how even traditional, almost primal outdoor activities are being fundamentally changed by the age of information. Mm-hmm. The trail camera, used year-round like this, it's one of the best tactics the sources identify to really lean into that change. It shows that even chasing a specific animal is becoming this year-long tech endeavor, needing planning way outside the usual fall months.
And it's worth noting who's saying this. Connor Hermesh is the marketing manager for the AHLA. He's got a long background, deep industry connections. This isn't just some random observation. It's a structural forecast from someone really plugged into the hunting community. Now, thinking about all this, this shift raises a really interesting question. It goes beyond just tactics, maybe touches on how we relate to the animals we hunt. If information truly is the new currency, and you, as a hunter, have detailed knowledge of a specific buck, his health, his growth, his survival history for a full 12 months, how does that level of deep, almost personal data shift the moment of decision when you're actually in the field? Knowing a deer's entire recent life cycle, that potentially changes the stakes, doesn't it?
That level of personalized intelligence.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a powerful thought to chew on. So what does this all mean for you, the listener? It means if you're only setting up your trail cameras between October and December, you are likely operating at a significant disadvantage. You're missing the foundational data that could redefine your success. You probably need to pivot to those necessity-driven locations. Food plots, legal minerals, water sources during the summer months. Ensure you have maximum intel and maybe more certainty when the season finally rolls around.
A powerful deep dive indeed into the information age hitting the outdoors.
Thanks for diving in with us. We'll catch you next time.